again, and welcome to part three of our Easter special, The Passion of the Heist. If you are listening to this without listening to part one and part two, you're about to be incredibly confused. So definitely go and check out those first. And a reminder that this campaign was a one-shot Easter adventure that we found on Reddit, created by Raptor Heist, and is described as the only one-shot adventure with the courage to ask, what if the resurrection of Jesus was actually an Ocean's 11 heist-style movie? And, on an entirely different note, because part four is going to run directly into our six-year anniversary of the podcast, this has now also become our anniversary special, and so I'd like to take the opportunity to thank you all so much for being a part of what we've done here at Pontifex. It seems surreal that we're approaching 6 years and have just recorded our halfway episode, and that we just hit 900,000 downloads and are cresting towards a million, hopefully by the end of the year, which is just remarkable and something we never thought would happen. So thank you so much for being a part of every step of Pontifex. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling people about us. Thank you for rating and reviewing, supporting us on Patreon, checking out our wish list on Amazon. Everything that you guys have done, every nice comment, every email has been so, so, so appreciated. So on that note, I hope you enjoy part three of four of The Passion of the Heist.
Okay, so you are in this treasury.
Treasury, okay.
We're overhead looking down on it?
Yeah, you're above it. You're 15 feet above it right
now.
Okay.
Hang on. Let me put in the bad guys, because being an idiot.
Like, look how we were down, bad guys, you know?
I'm so sorry! Anyway, you guys can see into the upper floor of the treasury. There are three soldiers patrolling, as well as you can see several rabbits in a rabbit pen.
Okay.
Are they just very cute, normal rabbits, or are they evil rabbits?
Have you zoomed in? They are ferocious.
Yeah, I'd like to zoom in my vision, please.
You gotta.
It's not a power I have, but
enhance.
Oh no!
I'll do a perception.
You can zoom in on roll 20.
Oh, they're really cute. Mm.
I have a question for you. How long have you been walking for?
How long has who been walking?
Have we,
for?
As a group, been walking for? You know, after our combat encounter.
After your combat, it was maybe going to be another hour.
So I have the aspect of the moon, so I can do light activity. Does that count as a short rest?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
Look how ferocious this bunny is.
I think he looks really cute.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Oh, look at the little teeth. Oh,
release the holy hand grenades.
No.
I did a perception check and I got a 2, so as far as I think my character knows, they're just cute bunnies.
So these guards, are they standing? Are they walking around?
They're doing a patrol, so they do a circuit. So they would walk to the corner, they would walk by the rabbit pen, they would go across this bridge, and they would walk around again.
In just one big circle, the three of them.
Yes.
How often do they look up, if ever?
Well, they are not looking up, which is why this one, who has just passed you, has not seen you.
Okay. Oh, can I throw out the magic banana before he walks past?
Oh, he's gone.
Oh.
Where do we want to go in here? Is it the
Yeah,
the
do we
stairs?
Know where the treasury is?
You're not quite sure. You've never been in here. Oily Josh didn't really have any blueprints.
Of course he didn't.
Oily Josh.
He's kind of being a pantser about this, going by the seat of his pants
here.
Or a robe.
The seat of his loincloth.
Can he talk to the bunny rabbits, since he likes to talk to the creatures of God?
You know, he can certainly try to talk to the bunny rabbits.
Okay. Because I also have those spider climbing boots or whatever they were.
The gloves, yeah.
Gloves of spider climb. There we go. So I could climb on the ceiling?
You can climb on the ceiling, yes.
If we need to do some scouting.
Oily Josh follows you. Oily Josh can also climb on the ceiling because miracles.
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 So where are we trying to get to? What is our goal in this room?
We don't know.
Oh.
Find treasure.
All we know is that this room does not look like it has treasure in it.
No.
No.
But, you know, appearances can be deceiving.
Have we described the room yet?
I have not, because you haven't dropped into it.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. Well, before we drop into it, maybe I should do, like, a climbing scout out of sight. Is that a good idea?
I think it is. Calixta, okay. You do what you do best.
I am a snicky snick, so...
Snickety snick.
Do you just want, like, a stealth roll for that?
Sneaking, yeah. Do a stealth roll.
Stealthy.
Oily Josh is also going to do one. Oily Josh is not sneaky, but he is climbing on the ceiling as well.
So I have advantage in stealth.
Okay.
So, that's a 26. Yeah.
26 it is,
though. I have disadvantage in stealth, so I will hang back.
Wait, where did Calixta go?
I also would like to do a stealth roll, because I have advantage in stealth as well.
Where are you going?
All right, let's see it.
Oh, but so, that was a 9, so probably not.
A 9. Yeah. Okay. So, as you come into the room, you can see some things. The top floor here overlooks a garden down in the lobby of the treasury here, which has an artificial river flowing to a waterfall far below it. On one side of the room is a massive mural depicting the Remoran conquest of Judrael. On the opposite side is a mural that depicts what appears to be philosophers at a symposium. One of the philosophers has broad shoulders and a beard and is holding up some kind of blue egg towards the sky. And he's,
hey,
you know, speaking empathetically at the rest of the symposium about it.
Hey.
You have seen the patrol and the rabbits. One corner has a room with a door that clearly says bunk on the map, but you guys don't know that. And that is that.
What does the big room on the other side, what does it look like?
What does what look like?
The thing that says bunk.
You can't see it because there's a door. It's like a hall with a door. You can see a door.
Okay, is it a big, impressive-looking, like, treasure vault door?
No, absolutely not. It is a regular wooden door.
It's still a door that could lead to treasure.
So my eye would go to the mural with the egg. And so maybe we should, as we're crawling on the ceiling, do a scoochy-scooch over there.
I don't know if it's too far away from us to see, but does the door look like it's barred or anything? Like if
it does not. It looks like a regular boring wooden door.
Okay.
So, any other ideas?
My plan right now is to do nothing and then be ready to step in when someone else messes up.
Same.
Okay.
Because I'm not stealthy at all, I can be a good distraction while you all go explore.
Okay.
I'm dressed like a Remoran soldier, so I could probably just go try to schmooze, and if that doesn't work, I'll just fight them, but at least I'll be some kind of distraction.
That sounds like a good plan.
I can see no way this goes poorly.
Yeah, I've got a lot of hit points. I'll
like
be fine.
There's a bunch of multiplication happening, too.
Sorry. That's all the way down in the lobby. And since you're getting closer to it, you can sort of see the lobby.
Okay.
But as you do this, you hear like a horrific explosion. A like huge boom from down below you. It sort of rocks the floor. And all of the soldiers freak out and start running. Even the ones up here. So everybody goes down towards the stairs.
Okay.
All right. Well, we can take advantage of this.
Yeah.
They are very distracted. Let's wait till they're all gone and then get down into this room.
All right. I need you to roll. Can you roll me 2d20s?
Anyone or?
Anybody.
2d20.
And just one person for... all of us? Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Just one
person.
Okay.
Wait, that was icy.
Can you roll a d4 and a d6?
Roll 1d4. So that was a 2 and an 18, and then the 1d4 is a 1, and the 1d6, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Is a 4.
Okay. Fire or water?
That's a nasty choice to ask me. Let's go water.
All right, cool. You'll find out about that later.
Great.
Okay.
That's not ominous at all.
You fall in, you drown, you're dead instantly.
I mean, it's possible.
You're down here now.
Okay. Down on the floor?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do a look around. Looky-loo. Do we all want to check out different things?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go to the mural.
I want to go check out the room with the door. Is that too far away, or can I just go on?
It's over here.
Yeah.
Is there a problem getting down, or is that something
nope.
we can do easily?
Okay. Easy.
Okay.
Oily Josh also plops to the floor.
Okay, I would also like to check out the door.
Okay.
But I also would like to use, because I have a spell called Alter Self, to transform my appearance into a reborn soldier in case they come back. I cannot change my height or weight or, like, you know, I cannot change, like, just the general thing, so I would just look like a really small Remoran soldier, but I want that.
All right.
Also, I'm still carrying my worm.
The garden is a lower level, like, 2 floors down. Don't just run into the garden. Okay, so the door here in front of you is normal. It's wood. What do you want to do with it?
Oh, the door?
Yeah.
I want to try and open it if I can.
Okay. It opens easily, and you see a bunk room.
Bunk?
Oh.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Like where soldiers
like
live?
Army barracks.
Oh.
Army barracks, yes.
Oh, is there... I want to explore to see if there's anything interesting inside.
Do an investigation
okay.
check.
Okay.
Can I mind the door? Can I guard the door?
Well,
while they go in.
Let's see. Ooh, what is that? A B? Oh, that's a 20 plus minus 1, right. So 19.
You root around and you find some cool stuff. You can describe those in a minute.
Okay.
But you also see that there's benches in this room as well as, you know, beds and stuff. And you see a small spherical object underneath one of the cushions.
I want to see what that is.
You pull out a yellow egg.
Oh my god, yes, another egg! Yes!
Amazing.
Excellent.
Can I open it at all, or is it just like a regular egg? Like, is this an Easter... I guess that's fine. I'll just save it.
Okay, you're saving it?
Yes.
Okay, now you can describe what you found.
Okay. So I got a dipping stone used to draw pentagram on surface, can then be used by one person to teleport back to the pentagram, so it's kind of a teleporting thing. And the frosted blade, plus 2 to hit, one-handed, reach 5 feet, 1d8 cold damage. That's kind of neat.
Spirit, that is a nice blade you have there.
Ben wants all of our blades, apparently.
I'm the fighter, and I only have this crappy short sword.
Well, I mean, she was gonna extend it to you and say, do you want this nice sword I got right here?
Oh, that, me? A sword? I don't know. I am but a humble fighter, but I will take this sword that is way better than my current sword. And use it.
Do you also want food? And then he goes like offering you again a piece of the worm. Just like keep trying to see.
You know what? I'll try everything once. I would like to eat the worm.
All right, roll me a d20 to see if you like
it. Of course. Okay.
Roll to eat fried worm.
Roll for deep fried
worm. How to eat fried worms.
Roll to 12.
All right. Well, the worm isn't the best thing you've ever tasted. You might have, you know, worm again.
The spirit is going to give a little thumbs up with her wing. Just like a sort of the feathers is going to kind of go up in a thumbs up.
Well, you know what, spirit? Is not as bad as I thought it would be.
Good protein is what?
It's not great, but yes, it's fuel for the mule.
Yes.
Wow. So, is that all for the bunk room for those two?
That's it for the bunk room.
Yes, I'm adding Frost Sword.
All right, I want to investigate this mural.
Okay. Oof. Well, that's a mural.
Yeah, it sure is. I want to, like, touch the egg, so I know I'm very short, but I have my spider gloves, so, like, climb up to it and just prod the egg.
Is that a euphemism?
You start prodding the egg, and you fall into the mural. Like...
Oh!
Not like it's a wall, but like you blue skidooed into the mural.
Okay! Am I stuck in the mural?
You're in here now. This is...
Oh, no!
Okay.
Hang on. Ooh, it's fine.
She blew Skidoo into the...
Yeah. Oh, you heard me.
Yeah, no, I got that. I got that reference.
So, behind you now is a mural depicting a freeze frame of the treasury as you saw it a few seconds ago. You can see your friends, small specks in the distance. And they periodically move around. If they were to look at the mural, they would see you within it as well.
As a painted figure, or...?
As a painted figure.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Just chilling at this philosophical symposium.
Does anything happen to the other mural if we touch it?
It does not.
Then I skedaddle over to the symposium mural.
All the men inside the mural are shocked to see you. They've got confused and baffled expressions on their faces, except for the man holding the blue egg.
Okay.
Who seems to have been expecting this. You want this egg?
Yeah. Yes. I do.
I'll give you this egg if you can answer my riddle.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
I'm screwed. Okay, let's do this.
All right, and then he says, to leap fresh soil, to once again recoil, always forward, never reverse, and yet always returning to this same verse. What am I?
Oh my god. I was thinking like a snake. But that's first instinct. Say it one more time.
To leap fresh soil, to once again recoil, always forward, never reverse, and yet always returning to this same verse. What am I?
Plant? Tree?
Can she do like an intelligence check to see if like her character would figure out the riddle?
Yeah.
Just trying to help.
How smart is your character? What's your intelligence score?
14?
All right. Do a roll.
Okay. An intelligence roll, just a flat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Usually, if I ever do riddles in my D&D game, I usually get them to do intelligence checks and I'll give them clues if their check was high.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
I have one player who is constantly like, oh no, that's that.
Yeah. But I'll be like, so and so, it may be something like this or something.
They play the dumbest characters in the games. Like, they are straight up idiots. And then they're like, to the side, they're like, this is the answer.
I think I know the answer, but I'm not there, so I'm not going to say it.
So you have no idea.
No.
What do you tell him?
I have no idea, sir. Do you have a different one or another way?
Nope. Sorry, that's the riddle. I guess you don't get this egg.
Scrap it. Fight him. Well, he's just a philosopher.
I mean, I'd like to get him talking and say, so how did you guys end up back here? Were you painted in? Like, I want to distract him with conversation. And hopefully the other philosophers who look very shocked by my presence will start to join in the conversation.
So he doesn't want to talk to you.
He doesn't want to talk to me at all?
No. He tells you politely but firmly to leave because you are wasting everybody's time. Oh.
I can't. Can I push the mural and see if I can get back out?
Yes, you can attempt to get back out.
I poke it.
You poke it and you return to the real world.
Okay, there is a room of rude philosophers back there. I am a thief, not a scholar.
Are you just yelling that into the void?
Huffing and puffing, and I'm going to look for someone else who might be smarter. Maybe a philosopher sort. I got to find Stiakos, or let's just scooch around, find somebody.
You look over at Bonana, and he's just waving a sword around. You're like, nope, not him.
Yeah, not him.
And Spirit is just still, like, shoving worm bits, eating, and, like, playing with her egg.
We're having a great time over here.
Yeah, we're just chilling around in this bunk, though.
We're just vibing.
Vibing, eating some worm
bits. There's no gods. It's great.
You can hear, like, a full-scale battle going on below you. But yeah. That's not your
completely
business.
Unfazed.
Yeah, but it's not like with us, you know.
I will explain to my compatriots what happened and recite the riddle to my best recollection to them while cursing and insulting the philosopher along the way.
Could you write down the riddle in the chat?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, I would like to follow and go back to the group.
Yeah, I also will go there. And if Spirit sees you, she's just gonna wave at you.
Oh.
Is it the seasons?
Yeah.
The year?
It's spring.
See, I kept going, like, church things. What's a church thing that I could do here? But that might work.
You should spend more time looking at the stars. You can learn an incredible amount.
Look, I am trying to reform my life, okay? One step at a time.
I mean, you could be like me and always looking to your book and never sleeping. You know, it explains a lot of things about me, but it's how I know so many things about poets. And I give a stifled yawn.
Now, I have an important philosophical question for you all. Should I jump in the fountain?
What does your heart say?
That's my like two stories down.
Yes.
That is two stories down.
Maybe we should finish our investigation first.
I touched the mural.
I want to investigate the fountain by jumping in it.
I will join you. I also want to jump in it.
All right. I'm going to deal with the mural first, and then we're going to deal with this nonsense.
I'll follow him to the mural.
Into the mural, you blue skidoo. And it's the same thing. But the painted figures don't look as shocked to see more people. But the one with the egg goes, ah, do you want to solve my riddle and get my egg?
Sure.
Want is a bit strong, but yes.
He recites it one more time. To leap fresh soil, to once again recoil. Always forward, never reverse, and yet always returning to this same verse. What am I?
The seasons returning to spring.
Oh, I see you have a disagreement.
It's just spring.
What's your final answer?
I'm the only one in here, right?
Nope, you got both. You and Dominique are in there.
One of you said seasons, one of you said spring.
Oh.
Yeah.
You idiot. Spring does not recoil, that's another season.
It's like an actual, like, spring, though. Spring recoils, and you spring forward. Because it's always forward and never reverses. It can't go back.
Morning.
Literally, it's like a spring coil, so it's spring. Because you get fresh soil in the spring because of all the snow melting and all that.
Spring is one of the four seasons.
These two are going to be the ones punching each other at the theological council.
Yep, just to see it. For sure.
Punch. You nincompoop, I have spent years meditating and staring at the sky. I am
and I have spent years reading out of this book as I show in my tome. I have spent years going over this tome without even sleeping. I know what I am talking about. It is spring. And I immediately change my face to look like the painted figure.
Fight. I'm looking at what's going on in the mural and are they getting progressively angry at each other? And I'm just like, fight.
Yeah.
This is how heresies happen, so
we're seeing it in real time.
Yep.
Yeah, you're just watching every few seconds the mural is changing to them getting progressively angrier at each other.
I will join the chant.
Yeah. This bearded halfling on stilts, just like waving his stilts in the air, and then flat putting it down as he starts to lose his balance, and then waving it again.
And I'm just like immediately changing myself to look exactly like him, so it looks like he's arguing with himself.
Give him a left hook.
Spirit will make the sound of a crowd going, fight, fight.
It is the cyclical seasons. The calendar moving around. The sun moving around the earth.
No, the earth moves around the sun.
Oh, that's very heretical.
Which one of us stares at the sky? Obviously.
Oh, no.
You need to be more dualistic in your thinking. You're too straight and forward and narrow.
So how are you going to resolve it, guys?
I say it is spring, but because it's like a spring coil, and you know, spring brings new, fresh soil.
I cast Gust to blow him into the.
Oh my god!
Jesus!
PvP!
PvP!
Alright.
PvP.
What does Gust do?
Alright.
It pushes people.
Right.
So I'll read that out loud. You seize the air and compel it to create one of the following effects, and specifically. One medium or smaller creature that you choose must succeed in a strength saving throw or be pushed up to 5 feet away from you, hopefully touching the mural and going back outside.
All right, give me a strength save.
Okay, can do. It's a 5.
All right, you definitely end up smacking against the wall. It's not great. You don't leave the mural, though, because that's more of a thought process thing.
But while he's distracted, I then say, seasons!
Oh, but the man with the egg is displeased with you. And he takes off the top of his robe and does a big Master Roshi giant muscles thing. And now both of you need to roll initiative.
Oh, boy!
Oh, no.
13. Oh. We both got 13.
Yes. But I believe you have a higher dexterity.
Amazing. I gotta pull you guys over here.
I have a +2 to my dexterity. 15.
And yeah. I am +1.
You get to do something. The man with the egg is here. And I need him to roll initiative as well. 4. Alright. So it looks like it's gonna be Dominique.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do is, because I took down the last guy. And Hex lasts for 8 hours. I'm going to transfer Hex over to this guy. So he's Hex of Constitution. Okay. So that is my bonus action.
Okay, your bonus action is to put Hex on this guy. All right.
Yeah, so he is cursed with Constitution as his disadvantage. I'm going to speak out and say, you are fighting one of the apostles of Modab. And Words of Radiance against him. He has to do a Constitution saving throw of disadvantage.
Alright. 13.
Fails.
Okay.
So that is a 2d6. That is 6 damage. Plus the 1d6 from Hex. That is 9 damage.
9 damage.
Have a philosophical symposium, they said. It'll be peaceful, they
that
said.
Right. Alright, it's Skato's turn.
Skatos is wobbling around in his stilts, very irate, but now turning his anger against the philosopher, and shouts, "You have spent all your time with your riddles when you should have been focused on finding the light of Monad through Joshua!" And points his stilt at the guy and casts, and a bolt of light shoots out.
Okay.
So I need to roll to attack. I cast Guiding Bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Oof, you have missed that man.
But that's not the end of what I'm doing here. A bolt of light shoots by him. Skiatos looks upward at where the sky would be if he were not trapped deeply inside this cursed building. And his eyes start to glow as I enter my starry form. Now he's got these big, bright glowing eyes. And he uses the archer form. This is a bonus action, enter the starry form. When I enter it, I can hurl a luminous arrow at one creature within 60 feet of me.
Okay.
That'll hit.
That one hits.
That's a 24 to hit.
Yep.
So 6 damage, and then I hobble back a step on my stilts.
All right, the philosopher is going to advance upon Dominique and do some attacks. He's going to grab you. Does a 14 hit?
Yep.
All right. Then he is going to throw you to the ground. Do a dexterity check.
Oh, no. 11.
And now that you're prone on the ground, he is going to lift up one elbow and sort of jump onto your body.
Doing a pile drive?
RKO, straight out of nowhere.
Jesus.
It's pile driving.
Philosopher's elbow!
So you take 15 damage.
Oh my god, what is this?
The pointiest elbow in the world.
You have been pile-drived.
Oh my gosh.
Hilarious.
I yell out, because I still look like Stiakos. I go, inconceivable!
Technically, I think a pile-driver is the one where he picks you up and then smashes your neck into the ground, right?
I don't know wrestling.
I don't know
what any of these words are.
I thought the elbow jump feels right.
What does grab mean? Yeah. What does throw mean?
Oh, no, you're right, Fry. It is the next smash thingy-ma-bob.
Either way, he has elbow smashed you into the ground here.
I'm not feeling too hot.
For 15 damage, but it's your turn.
It says he's paralyzed for one turn?
No.
You are prone and paralyzed for one turn.
Oh, great.
So,
oh, boy.
You need to lie there on the ground going,
no.
It's Skiato's turn.
Giotto?
Skiatos.
Oh, Skiato's. Oh, I thought you were talking about the old man for a second. I was like, huh?
No, that's Aristocles. Aristocles.
Aristocles.
An unholy off-brand hybrid of Aristotle and Socrates.
Oh my god.
Aristocles.
Skiatos' eyes are still glowing, and he waves his stilt around, and two bursts of light. One erupts around the guy. That I cast Starburst, which for people listening at home is a third-party cantrip that I was allowed to.
I gave you, yeah.
Yes. Grateful to the DM, a benevolent DM. DC 14 Charisma saving throw.
Charisma 12. Just missed.
So that's a 13 radiant damage as this sort of burst of light just erupts in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of at almost the same motion, another bolt of light shoots out of his stilt as I use my starry form. Attack, but that's a critical fail.
Oh no.
Yep, okay.
So the bolt of light goes about like an inch away from Dominique's face as he's blinking on the ground.
So the philosopher gets up, and I guess he's gonna pile drive you again, because you are on the ground here.
Oh, great.
Jump up again.
Right? 21.
Oh, God.
9 damage.
I am not looking great right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't let him go down. He's the healer.
I hope you both die from this foolishness.
Where's Augustine? I need it.
And then as he's laying on you, he punches you in the face.
Misses.
He misses.
I'm coming to, and I immediately like just move my head out of the way. I'm like, no, Joshua, Modab, save me.
All right, it's your turn.
I want to use half my movement speed to get up.
Your ribs really hurt.
My ribs really hurt. I'm going to disengage as my action, and I'm going to move behind. I'm going to basically hide behind Theakos, and I'm going to use 3 of my healing light die pools as a bonus action. I can heal myself. So it gives me a 3d6 to heal. And I get 10 health back. And I'm just gonna like, oh, prayers to the great Modan. Prayers to the great Joshua. Please heal me with that healing light. And then, yeah, healed. Slightly.
You have healed yourself. It is Skiatos' turn.
Skiatos wraps the ground with one of his stilts, casting Thunder Wave.
Thunder Wave.
Which sends a 50-foot cube originating from me, which catches him.
Is it Dex?
Constitution.
Constitution. All right, he made that. But he takes half, right?
Yep, I rolled 10, so he takes 5. He is not pushed.
He is not pushed, but he does evaporate into strokes of paint.
Oh.
Question is, does the egg?
The egg does not. It sort of drops on the floor like a marble.
So I could have fought him. Damn it.
Seasons!
I still believe it's spring, but that's a discussion for another time at a different council.
We'll have to have a second ecumenical council specifically to answer the riddle question.
It'll be the first second ecumenical council.
Exactly!
I mean, we can't have an Easter special without a disagreement over something.
It's true. All right, so you have fetched a blue egg.
Okay.
And now, as you hear sounds of fighting below you in the lobby, these two people with half a brain cell between them are going to jump into the fountain.
Yes, let's go!
No! We have so much more to investigate!
Oh, into the fountain you go. Now, I gotta set up some stuff.
Is this a deep enough fountain where we don't take damage?
You are doing fine. You do not any damage.
How is the water, like, temperature-wise? Is it, like, nice? Is it cool?
It's nice.
Oh, beautiful. Nice. I have never regretted a decision less, and I'm sure I never will.
Dirt, we'll give you a thumbs up. Like, yeah, we did a good thing here.
Come on in. The water's fine.
Water's fine, she will repeat.
All right, so I gotta grab you guys. And I'm gonna need both of you to roll initiative.
Oh, yes. No, okay. Let's
yes,
see.
This is what we've been waiting for. Something's
initiative.
Happening.
Here it is. Oh, my God, that's a 23.
I rolled a 3.
She did roll nat 20 with a plus 3.
I did.
And I rolled a natural 1, so.
Amazing. So, that and then hang on.
Oh, that's a lot of enemies.
God. So many things.
You guys have made a terrible choice.
I think we've made a great choice.
This guy.
Oh, no.
Did you say fire or water?
Oh, my God.
I said water.
She did. Ooh, there's a lot of people behind us. And a couple of rabbits, too.
Then.
Is that who they're fighting?
We'll find out.
Oh boy.
I'm just seeing a cluster right now.
Surrounded by flowers.
Yeah, there's so many things here. There's a rock. There's like
a hard place.
Is that just a moving knife? And those are scissors.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there's Rocky. There's a rock with ice in there.
I feel like
there.
We're going to lose two of our party members.
Look, I'm the sort of player who, in a one-shot, will, like, try to get my character killed. So.
Well, at least you're prepared for it. That's all that matters.
I'm an agent of chaos, you know?
Actually, my least favorite thing that happens in one-shots sometimes is when the DM is like, and then this NPC comes in and magically heals everyone. And I'm like, so none of that meant anything.
Well, it sure was nice knowing you. Like, why do not think you might not survive this? There's so many people and a scissor and the vent thing.
It's literally taking Fry extra time to put it together.
Are those sheep?
Bah.
Oh my God. What?
Are they the lamb of God?
How you feel about them lambs?
Oh, I hate
them
this.
Sacrificial lambs.
How about them lambs?
I just wanted to take a bath.
Rock, paper, scissors? Oh my God.
This is why you shouldn't swim right after eating.
Oh yeah, we just ate, didn't we?
Yeah.
Now we're gonna get eaten by killer lambs or something.
You guys are dead. So dead. You just jumped ahead to a boss fight.
The rest of us go for a walk or something?
Look, they haven't necessarily noticed us yet. Even though I did yell while jumping into the fountain.
Or have they? And she's still just setting up all of your murder.
Oh my God.
Because it could be, you know.
Look, I've got this amazing new frost sword. I'm sure we can handle anything.
It's going to be amazing.
Whew, okay. So anyone else can come down if they would like. But you guys are in a fight and this pair of scissors is going to walk up.
Wait, there's a floating pair of scissors?
This floating pair of scissors.
Don't you see the rock and the paper there?
Is gonna walk up to this guy who's got fire and try to attack him.
There's a row, a sham, and a bow.
Tack lamb.
Jesus Christ. Oily Josh.
Oily Josh, please.
And now it is Beard's turn.
Okay.
So from what you can see, it looks like the soldiers, the scissor, the rock, and the paper, the bunnies, and Pontius Pilate are fighting these two other dudes. This guy and this guy. So you come down and they're in the middle of a fray. It looks like another Zoroastrian has died. He is lying dead on the floor. But between this, they have taken out several guards and several rabbits. It looks like at some point while you were doing stuff upstairs, Pontius Pilatus has shown up with a rock, a paper, and some scissors.
What?
Okay.
There's also, having just come from the meadow, some lambs who look like they are about to ford the river and join in the attack.
Okay.
And this is all happening within a treasure vault.
Just a random question here. Are one of the two of you the one who has the egg that you took from the bunk?
Yeah,
I have an egg.
Great. Okay. Just establishing that.
Actually, I have several types of eggs.
I have a burning bush.
You should talk to your doctor about that one.
It's still burning, even though I jumped in this fountain. It's brilliant.
I'm going to let you do this outside of combat, but please do an investigation check for me.
Oh, both of us? Okay.
Both of you who jumped into the fountain.
Investigation. Sure.
Oh my god, there's going to be an egg in the goddamn fountain.
That is a 7 for me.
I got a 19.
With a 19, you find a purple egg.
Oh.
Where, just in the fountain?
Yeah.
Okay, I have found the emperor's egg.
All right. Anyway. It's Ari's turn.
Oh my god, what do I want to do? Okay, so they are in their own combat, or are they coming at us?
They have not noticed you yet.
Oh, they have not noticed me. Ooh, okay.
Can you do some kind of glamour around us so that they can't see us?
I don't have that spell, sadly. But I have a thing called Warding Wind that says a strong wind blows around you in a 10-foot radius and moves with you, remaining centered on you. And it says it deafens you and other creatures in the area. Well, you have a several effects, but I kind of want that. So we just become
a tornado and everyone stays away from us.
Yeah.
It would get a lot of attention for you, though.
It's true.
A very loud tornado.
I know. Sneak behind those trees. Can I throw my egg, the one that allows me to hatch illusory chickens, near the where the lambs are, so that there's even more distraction in that general direction?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You throw your cheap egg, and the lambs are definitely distracted.
Perfect. It was more so that, like, there's general distraction, I guess. And I'm moving towards the trees, try and hide behind them again.
All right. Anyone else who is up above, I will let you come down at the start of next round if you would like.
Okay.
It's Guard Rabbit's turn. Which one is it? This one. Make a bite or something. Yes, a bite. Mom, 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 mom.
Bitey rabbit.
This attack lamb just comes over and starts trying to attack the fake chicks with its tiny sharp hooves.
Perfect. Tiny sharp hooves!
What even is happening over there?
People are dying.
Just to summarize, there's chaos.
One of the Zoroastrians just got killed?
Yep, one of the Zoroastrians has been murdered by a rabbit.
Wait, there are Zoroastrians in this world? Of made-up religions?
Is Zoroastrian not made up?
But no. Everything...
I know about Zoroastrianism. I listen to podcasts.
This attack lamb's gonna do the same thing. This Remoran soldier is gonna come down and attack this Zoroastrian.
Oh no.
There are like layers on layers of religious schisms happening here, and we're just like in the middle of all of it.
Exactly.
This attack lamb's gonna walk up and stomp with his sharp hooves on the little ducks, birds, chicks.
Like, what are the lambs worship? What side are they on? I'm asking all the questions.
This rock is gonna roll over.
Like, what
and...
the fuck?
What skin in the game do the scissors, the paper, and the rocks have? I have so many questions. I need to explore these characters.
This attack lamb's also gonna come up and stomp with his little hooves. The paper's gonna fly.
There's just this random chaos combat going inside.
This guy looks around a bit and sees someone in the fountain.
Uh-oh.
Dart's making his way that way.
Well, good luck, because he's gonna die.
Is he, or...
from the wet man in the fountain.
It is Bonanno's turn.
All right, so is he just swimming? How deep is the water?
The water is like thigh height, so he's wading through for sure. It's difficult terrain since he hit it.
I have a frost sword. Can I freeze the water in front of me?
God. You know what? I will allow it because you are creative.
Okay, as part of my movement, can I freeze the water in front of me and just run towards him on the water?
I will let you do it as a bonus action.
Okay, I'd like to run towards him on the water and then, like, jump on him, sort of swinging.
You have walked on water. It's a miracle.
Miracles.
So I rolled a 3, but it's okay. I got 11 to hit as my first attack.
Does not hit.
Okay, well, I have 2 attacks, so... The second one's 17. Does that hit?
17 also doesn't hit.
What?
Oh my god.
This guy must have as good an armor class as I do.
It's like you're both Remoran soldiers.
I just like to roar and yell in frustration as I try to hit him. And that's going to be my turn.
All right. Well, it's the pair of scissors turns, which means it's the top of the round. Who wants to come down?
Do I have to come down?
I want to intervene from the top.
Yeah, same.
With distant spells.
Okay, so same. I'm just going to put you on the sideline here.
Cowards!
And make you, give you a no hitty.
What's the distance?
Are you going to jump into the fountain or are you going to...
I would highly recommend jumping in the fountain. It's very fun.
I want to know if my crossbow will work from the top.
Your crossbow will be okay. Off. Are you going to stay up top then?
Does that impede sneak attack?
No.
Okay, I'm going to stay at the top for now. I'm too small to make that jump. I'm going to stay at the top. I don't want to break myself.
Okay, then Oily Josh is going to jump down.
Of course he is.
Oh my god.
Into the fountain.
Why is he here?
He's your messiah!
He's your messiah!
Nobody wants him to be here.
Why is our messiah here? He's so annoying.
Why is our messiah, you know, putting himself in danger? We're here to protect him.
Roll initiative.
It's just like now he's here. And he just,
I got a 15.
Oh. Got a 4.
Why is he here?
I just love how Oily Josh has been giving us the worst vibes throughout this entire thing. And it went so quickly from us loving him to us hating him.
Hey, speak for yourself. Oily Josh is my lord and savior.
Yeah, except for Stiarkos. He's the only one not questioning anything.
Amazing.
Okay. Dominique, you have better dexterity, right?
Yes.
All right. The scissors is going to fly over to Banana. And going to do a heckin' attack. That's 11 damage.
Just a scratch.
And now it is Ari's turn.
Okay. I want to cast Crown of Madness into the guard that's attacking Banana, which is, it says, one humanoid of your choice that you can see within range must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become charmed by you for the duration. Well, the target is charmed in this way, a twisted crown of jagged iron, but I want to be actually a crown of thorns, obviously, appears on its head. And the madness glows in its eyes. The charm target must use its action to attack a creature that I mentally choose. So basically, he has to do a wisdom saving throw to not get this crown on his head.
Can somebody attack Pilot? Because I think he's controlling these floating items.
I don't know. All right, that's
so
what I
he
do.
Rolled a 7. So you control him?
I do, and I want him to go and attack.
Does he seem to be controlling the scissors, the paper, and the rock?
No.
No, oh. I want him to attack the scissors then. Just to
then
like...
why the... Sorry, I'm just very, very confused. What the...
First you said you don't want to talk theology, now you do want to talk theology?
But what does the scissor, paper, and rock have to do?
The Remoran weapons of mass destruction.
Is there like an Easter reference here that I'm not seeing?
I do not know what that is.
Like, is this a Jewish thing? I don't know. I'm just so confused.
So, we're leaving you to wonder about it. This is how we have theological councils, all right?
I don't have time to wonder. I'm being attacked by floating scissors.
All right, this rabbit is going to start hopping into the water. He's going to give you a bite. 21, Bonanna. 6 damage. You need to make a constitution saving throw.
I have +6 for constitution, so that's pretty good. 13.
13. Please choose which finger has been lost to the bunny.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
My pinky finger.
Okay, on which hand?
My left hand.
All right. 6 damage, no pinky finger. This guy needs a walkover. It's a stab circle is what it is.
Good, bring it on.
He can only get here. Double move time.
Oh, I feel like Julius Susan when the Senate attacked her.
Oh, no.
This bunny is coming. Double move bunny.
A little help.
These silly lambs still think they need to attack the stupid birds. This soldier is coming. He also needs a double move. You're getting lucky. Attack lamb is attacking birds. Attack lamb is attacking birds. Calixta.
I will short bow Pontius Pilates.
Okay.
I don't know if that hit.
That does not hit him.
That's it for me.
All right, the rock is going to roll. He's got a double roll to even get over here. Attack lamb is attacking tiny birds. Dominique.
I am going to take out my holy pocket shark and then go, and the Lord spake, first shalt thou take out the holy pin, then shalt thou count to 3, no more, no less. 3 shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be 3. 4 shall not count, neither count thou 2, excepting that thou then proceed to 3. 5
it's
is run out.
It's going to explode on you if you already took the pin out.
And then I'm going to go, 1, 2, 5, and just throw the holy shark totem into the group.
Okay, let's see what that does.
If I die because of this,
I have a bonus action, you'll be fine.
Shark, 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 holy shark.
Holy shark.
Okay, sharks of bright white light are manifest. It thrashes around. Where do you hit? Because it's a 15-foot radius.
You know, that's a great question, because, like, I could hit all the enemies.
Do it.
Yeah, heal me after, but, like, just hit as many enemies as you can.
I throw it right into the center where Josh is.
Josh?
Banana. Banana.
This is fine happening.
And holy shark, blow up our savior?
Oh, God. Okay. So, I need...
I was like, that's a left turn.
Bo-nana to make a dexterity save.
I got a 5, so...
Oh, you get hit.
Yeah.
Jeez.
All right, the scissors is here. Who else is here? Some soldiers, 3 of them, and a rock, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how'd we do?
So, this would be a DC 15, so first guard rabbit succeeds, the scissors succeed, and the rock succeeds. So they take 1d4. I'm going to roll a 1d4 for them.
Take 4 damage.
And then the people who failed, they take 3d8 plus 4.
Oh, God.
I'll heal you. You'll be fine. And they take 13 damage.
Okay, I'm now in the teens of hit points. I'm looking very rough.
I will heal you once I get there.
If I'm still alive next turn. Look, don't worry about me. I'm fine.
He jumped into the fountain. He asked for this.
This is fine. This is fine.
Y'all initiated battle before they had resolved it amongst themselves. It's fine.
I didn't realize that frivolity was trigger for getting murdered, but all right.
Have you met many Remorans?
All right, now it's Skiatos.
So Skiatos is sort of teeters up to the edge on his stilts, looking down from above, and cries out, "Joshua's holy light!" And much apologies, Banana, but I'm casting fairy fire on that entire melee. Everyone there needs to make a DC 14 dexterity saving throw.
I have rolled a 17.
You're safe for now.
Of course, they're all saving too, so...
I'm very much resigned to the fact that I'm going to be unconscious floating in the water by the end of this round, so.
Your savior is right there behind you. He calls out encouragingly as a free action.
Thanks.
So helpful.
There's this big flurry of bright white light that erupts all around Banana, and everyone sort of blinks. Most of the people get over it quickly, but one rabbit and two of the soldiers can't blink away the light, and they're still glowing with the light of Joshua for the remainder of the spell, as long as I sustain it. Not only do they shed light in a 10-foot radius, but any attack roll against those creatures has advantage if the attacker can see it.
Okay.
All right.
Did you mark the ones?
I'm giving them little holy angel wings.
Cute.
It'll be very helpful. There you go.
Okay.
As I cast my magic, again, Skiatos throws back his head and his eyes glow bright light as he enters his star form, and he hurls a bolt of starlight at the rabbit that is glowing.
Okay.
That's 24 to hit.
Hits.
For 7 radiant damage.
All right. This guy needs to hit the scissors, I suppose.
Yes. Well, actually, I want to change my plan, but there are so many people around. I want him to hit one of the other guards.
All the right. One that's glowing would be a good option.
Okay, yeah, let's go for that one.
Okay, 25 hits for sure for 7 damage.
It says that he can make a wisdom saving throw at the end of his turns.
16. That does. All right, he is no longer charmed. All right, the paper flies over. Whee!
Oh, great.
And attacks?
Is it trying to paper cut me to death? Yeah.
Smother you, maybe?
The 12 doesn't do anything right, but the 25 does.
Yes, it does.
That would be 15 damage. Oof.
Great. I'm looking very about to die levels of health.
Where's Oily Josh?
Oh, Josh comes down.
Save us, Josh.
From on high. And the paper is here. So he has to punch some paper.
Unarmed strikes. Really, Josh? Oh. Our Lord and Savior comes down with zero magic, just punches people.
Let's punch this piece of paper.
Doesn't heal you, doesn't do anything like that.
And so it be said that I, Joshua, come with the open hand, not the closed fist.
Are you trying to preach at our savior?
I'm quoting our savior because you're questioning him. Does no one else listen?
But then why is the savior doing the opposite of what the savior is telling us to do?
God.
The savior works in mysterious ways, just because some of us can see that.
We can go back to the symposium mural later and discuss this. Right now I'm about to die. So I'd like to know what happens to the paper.
Both times?
Oh my god.
What kind of messiah is he?
Okay, I am now I've gone from slightly questioning my faith to severely questioning my faith. Yeah. As I watch the messiah pour at this floating piece of paper that just nearly killed me.
Alright, so it is Banana's turn.
Oh no.
Free action, yo, what the f***, Josh?
Yeah, that's my free action, saying what the f***, Josh. I can't believe you've done this. I say that. And then I would like to slice the guard directly in front of me, who's glowing. I'd like to try to slice him with advantage.
Okay, let's get him.
With my cold sword. Okay, so I rolled a 16.
Oh, you miss.
Okay, well, I try to hit the other glowing one as well. So I'm just slashing around.
You still miss.
Yeah. Oh my god.
You gotta stop rolling these threes.
I do such great damage and I haven't hit anything. Okay, I now resign myself to death and entirely lost my faith.
The scissors are here to attack you.
Okay.
20.
I greet death
22.
With...
22.
90. Oh my god.
How much damage?
22.
Okay, I'm now unconscious.
No!
But I did not insta-die, so that's good.
I get to put big scary X on you. All right, it's Spirit's turn.
Oh boy, okay.
They're coming for you now, stupid ranged attackers.
They gotta get upstairs first.
I tried, okay. I want to use Tides of Chaos to gain advantage on my attack to see if I can hit the guard.
All right, two of the guards you would already have advantage on.
Oh, I do? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because they glow.
Never mind, then I won't do that.
Because of their great skincare routine.
They're pregnant.
Okay, then I want to do it on one of the ones that is glowing then.
Okay.
Okay, so I got a 17.
With advantage, that does not hit.
Damn it!
Oh, man!
Okay, I'll use my movement just to move a little bit more hidden in the trees so that it's even harder for them to see me. And that's it.
All right, Pontius Pilates is going to start moving. This is part of his movement to get across the river.
I feel like as far as Bonanno is concerned, nobody's been helping at all. And he's just been like fighting all these enemies while being like bombed by something he can't see.
I've been trying so hard to help you.
Amazing.
There was a shark and like, I'm so confused.
This rabbit does an angry squeal and runs after the magic user. Woo. But he had to double move to get to you. So you're fine for a little bit.
Oh boy. What's this thing doing here?
This Remoran soldier is going to scoot a little bit and attack your lord and savior.
Good.
Well, I want to see how this goes.
Blasphemy!
He has 6 hit points.
I think he'll be fine.
I think he'll be fine.
He was hit once. All right. And then this rabbit is also going to attack our lord and savior.
No, not Joshua.
That misses, though. All right, the attack lambs are still doing their thing over here. This Remoran soldier is going to scoot up and attack Oily Josh. 18 will hit for 11 damage.
Oh no.
Attack lambs are fighting birds. Calixta.
Okay, I'm going to shoot this one. It's a 25?
Yep, that hits.
Okay, so that's 9 piercing, and my sneak attack is 3d6.
Mm-hmm, roll it.
13 extra.
Gone.
Boom.
Dead.
That's it. Yeah.
He falls backwards into the water. Oily Josh gives a thumbs up as a free action.
Oh, I feel so inspired.
The rock is going to attack Oily Josh. 22 and 14 both hit.
Is his name Dwayne?
Jeez.
I can smell what that's cooking in. It does not smell good.
19 damage. All right. The attack lamb is attacking tiny fake birds.
Yes.
Dominique.
I am going to do something incredibly stupid, and,
Please do.
I mean, why change course now?
I know, right?
Exactly.
As opposed to...
What I'm going to do is I'm going to take out a chip of mica from my pocket, and I'm going to shoot it next to the paper.
Uh-huh.
Next to the paper.
I'm going to center my chip of mica on the paper, and I'm going to cast Shatter.
Oh, great. So
it breaks...
Shatter with shrapnel. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have an instant death save failure.
Oh, no.
Love it.
You'll be fine. I have plans.
Sure. You'll okay.
How big
yes.
is shatter?
10-foot sphere.
10-foot sphere. All right. One sec.
How much murder?
Okay, so I'm very sorry, Bonanna, but you need to immediately take 2 death save failures.
2?
That's the rules.
Yep. But I have plans. So I'm going to cast Shatter. Everyone has to take a Constitution saving throw.
What do we got? 16, huh?
Yep.
Oily Josh made it. Does he take half damage or no?
It's half damage. So if they did not beat 16, they take 24.
All right, this guy gets torn to shreds.
Yeah.
This guy also gets torn to shreds. The paper gets torn to shreds.
Good. I would hope so.
The rock is fine, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it should have some cracks because it is shattered.
Does he get a little bit of like a crack? Like
cracked a little bit. The bun just straight up dies.
Oh, no, Bun.
That frees up my concentration.
Yeah, the scissors are not dead, but they are here. All right.
I'm going to use my bonus action and, you know, pray for the soul of Bonanna and cast Healing Light on him. You can roll a 1d6.
Mm-hmm.
And you're back to the material plane.
I rolled one. I got one hit
barely,
point.
Barely.
One hit point.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
You know, one is all I need to slap someone.
Stay one brings alive. You back up.
One is all I need to murder the Lord and Savior for being useless.
Ski man, ski free.
All right. I'm going to cast Starburst on the scissors.
Okay.
Again, this is a eruption of light. Just feet away from where Banana is just like floundering in the water. Erupting around the scissors, it needs to make a DC 14 charisma saving throw.
Oh, I wonder imagine if the scissors is terribly charismatic. No.
Nope.
So it takes 14 points of radiant damage.
It is dead. It breaks apart in light.
Fantastic.
And then for my bonus action, I'm going to cast Healing Word on Banana. 5 damage.
All right. I'm now up to 6 hit points.
Woo!
You're alive!
Oily Josh is going to walk up to you. He's going to give you a touch.
Don't touch me!
You shut up.
You get 15 more hit points.
All right.
Yes, touch me!
Now it's your turn, Bonanna.
I am infuriated. I'm mad. I've just felt like this whole thing has been in service of a lord that has proven himself utterly useless. And I'm very mad at him specifically. So I'm going to attack my lord and savior.
Now, oh my god.
What? Apostate Judas!
Pontifex is edited by Greg Gassman. Greg is the host of the fabulous papal history podcast, Popular History, where you can also find cardinal numbers, ranking the cardinals of the Catholic Church, and coming up soon, Habemus Pointsum, where Greg and I will discuss all of the papal transitions that he loves so much. If you need to reach Greg, you can do so at popularhistory@gmail.com. Get it? It's like popular, but with an E for the popes.
If you would like to get in touch with us, you can reach us at pontifexpod@gmail.com. And we're pontifexpod on all social media platforms. If you'd like to support the show, consider subscribing to Pontifex on Patreon, checking out our research wishlist at tinyurl.com/pontifexwishlist, or making a one-time donation at paypal.me/pontifexpodcast. If you'd like to support us in other ways, rating and reviewing the show on iTunes makes a world of difference.